Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. This is a holiday edition, and it is also a fair foul edition. 100% fair foul. We're going to talk about the Astros. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball, and we're going to do some holiday ones, but I can't do it alone. If you're on live stream or YouTube, you can see her right next to me, Stadium Steffi. What's up?
Hi, friends. Hi, Rob. How are you? Also, not that you're not a friend, but yeah. You're also Rob, you know? You get it. It's different.
Well, I just right off the bat when you came on, that I thought that was like a virtual background. Like, that is amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm actually at the parents' house this week. So obviously for the holidays, I'm going to stay the whole week, just hang out. Since I work from home, it makes it super easy, which is really cool. So my mom is the best decorator on the planet with her cute little decorations everywhere. So we got it real festive today.
So if you're not on video, guys, she has it's snowflakes. It looks like the ones we used to make in school where we fold the paper 100 times and cut it and open it up. She didn't make
really
all those,
do. Did she? No, she did not make them. They're felt, little cute little felt snowflakes, but felt. Would be cool if they were felt. Handmade. Would be cool. But we're keeping it festive, so we're here for it.
All our decorations are in there. This is a bedroom. I tried to make the bed because it's in the background, but anyway. So I was going to tell you this. December 28th, will be me and my wife's second anniversary. And last year we went to New Orleans. So this year we don't have anywhere to go. Mm-hmm, so we're like trying to figure out somewhere to go, but the deadline is nearing. And we have a new grandkid and they want to spend time with us. So it's like, I don't know. Because I'm all about streaks. If we don't go anywhere, we break the streak.
That's
but it's
true.
A good, I don't know. I don't know what to do, but I might be here.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe even just do like a little, like either a staycation somewhere where you're still kind of like in town, but you're away, you know?
That is the second option. We're going to get a nice hotel downtown, the Riverwalk.
Heck
have a nice
yes.
dinner, and then I can like, you know.
You can enjoy yourself a little bit more because you know you're there.
Yeah, I can enjoy some adult beverages because I don't have to drive.
Yeah, that's the best.
All right. So if you guys are watching live, you can make comments. It is in there and we can see them. So you ready to go, Steph? Let's start.
I'm ready.
With Astros fair or foul. We got 10. We got about 14 folks. So this should fill a considerable amount of time. All right. Number one, Yiner Diaz hit .282 last year, 23 homers, 60 RBIs. And I didn't even realize he had 100 hits. That's pretty good for the limited amount of time he played. Fair foul, Yiner Diaz will hit 30 or more home runs in 2024.
I think it's fair, 100% fair. I mean, this was his first year. I think he can only build from here. I think he is going to be big on the power. I hope that he's big on getting on base too. But I mean, again, 100 hits is sick. It's insane, especially for what limited playing time he had. So, you know, it's also apparently someone's at the door. That's cool. but yeah, so I think he'll go over the 30, definitely.
So that reminds me of a story, the doorbell. There was a comedian talking about whenever you would have company. Back in the old days when I was a kid, everybody's like, we got company, you know, and your mom would have extra snacks. Don't touch that. That's for company. Mm-hmm. And now someone comes to your door, you're like, who the hell is that?
Why is someone here?
Yeah. What are you
doing? It's a Saturday.
Here?
Go home.
Why? Why? Why are you here? But anyway, I saw this story, Climbing Tall's Hill. And it was Astros that will not be able to repeat the success of 2023. They had Chaz McCormick on there, and somebody else, but they also had Yiner Diaz. They pointed out that he went 1-for-14 in the postseason, that his chase rate is bad. But I say fair, 1,000% fair. If this guy had 23 home runs in limited play, and this guy catches like 100 and whatever, I don't know how many he's going to catch, but I definitely say fair plus, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that about Yiner Diaz, but then look at Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker, who we know is an incredible hitter, an incredible, you know, producer, typically, was awful in the postseason. So if you're trying to measure things off of the postseason, you're going to be counting a lot of our guys out because not a lot of them did a lot, unfortunately.
No. Four and of that's them what, did stuff.
Yeah, there was four of them that were really holding the team together, and the rest of the lineup just went silent. So if you're judging it off the postseason from last year, that's going to be a rough time. And this team will not look good if that's what you're judging it off of.
Yeah. I think he was mostly judging it on his, like, the way he chases. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, but the guy's a stud. There's no way. How do you hit 23 barely getting to play?
Yeah.
And not hit 30? There's no way. He will hit 30.
Crazy.
Or I will shave my head. Just kidding. All right. Number two. This will be Sir Alex Bregman's last season with the Astros.
Oh, I want to say foul because I want Bregman to stay, but I kind of think it's fair. It's fair. I think it's his last season. I don't know. Maybe Houston is home and maybe not, but I mean, I don't know. I will say, I don't know what the free agent market looks like for third baseman for next year. I'm not sure how populated that's going to be with third baseman. So I mean, maybe it's crazy and maybe he stays, but I'm bracing myself for the worst is really what it is, I think.
If you look at it, all these people we love are gone when they hit this point.
Yep.
And I thought about this driving home the other day, and I was thinking, you know what? Jose Altuve will take a very short contract
mm-hmm.
and perform, and then they'll give him another one, and they'll give him another one.
Yep.
But Alex Bregman isn't going to do that because, nope. Like, think about the player. It's like, okay, I'll take a 3-year deal. What if he's horrible? They're not going to give him anything. So he's going to want to go out. Like, look at these ridiculous contracts. We're going to get to those later. But I think Alex Bregman, I think he's going to be 30, 31. He's going to want way more years than the Astros will give him. So I say, I got to read my question again. This will be Bregman's last season. That is fair.
I think so, too, unfortunately.
Sad to say, but I do think. Because I think me and Jeff Balke talked about it on the last episode. He is going to be the hardest person on this team to replace, no matter how good all the other players are. Like, Yordan and Tucker, mm-hmm. like, they're amazing. But there's other outfielders. There's other people that can hit.
Yeah.
But we have no third baseman coming up. Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, I seen a story about this guy in the rumor mill. Fair or foul, either during the offseason or maybe trade deadline, Jose Urquidy gets traded this season.
I feel like I'm answering everything fair today. Oh, no, I answered the first one foul. No, I answered it fair.
It just depends on where I
how
I word it. I can word it different if that's you want to foul once in a while.
So no, I kind of agree with that. I think he could get shopped. I think that he's good enough to get us something in return. And maybe that's what you do to get a new third baseman. You know, maybe you kind of shop him around, see if we can have someone waiting in the wings once Bregman leaves, you know?
Yeah. I also saw this, so I added it to it. But I also think, like, with Garcia and hopefully Lance McCullers Jr., like that story also mm-hmm. said that McCullers he'll probably come back in the bullpen or something, but I don't see that happening if he's ready to go. But there was also talk about Framber being someone that they could trade because they could get a big haul for him.
That is true.
I don't know why. I don't know if it's because he's getting close to free agency and they're because he's going to make good money.
Yeah, he's going to make solid money, definitely.
In arbitration, yeah. So I think you get more for Framber. So if you want to trade one of your starting pitchers and you want to get a bigger haul, as much as it hurts. I mean, you have JV. I don't know.
That's true.
I don't.
We have the ace back. They already gave CJ.
Huh?
We have the OG ace back. So it's like.
Yeah.
Takes a little bit of the fire away from Fromber, I feel.
So I think Urquidy may get traded. I think that's fair. Because he's somebody we could live without. Like, I mean, he's helpful. I love Urquidy. Like, he's been there for us. But if you're going to lose somebody in your rotation and maybe try to get a bullpen guy or something for him,
yeah,
or maybe a guy in double A that plays third base that you're grooming for 2025 or later, I see him. But, I mean, we're going to be in the playoff hunt, and Framber is one of our best pitchers, so I don't see Framber getting traded.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it all depends on how good we're doing, but I predict that we're going to still do well because everybody's still there.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're still going to be fine. So it's going to be interesting.
All right, number four. This comes up every year. Fair or foul, Billy Wagner will finally get in the Hall of Fame. Last year he was so close. I really think he's going to get in. There was somebody had posted all of his stats, and I was like, how? Like, he's top four, top one, top four. You're like, go ahead. I talked over you. I apologize.
No. You're good. I almost say foul because I feel like, unfortunately, like, the writers don't put as much on him as, like, we do as fans. Like, we obviously, like, we think of Billy Wagner and think about how great he was and all of those things, but it's because we watched him day in and day out. And I think that there were just so many other incredible pitchers, like, during his time that maybe it kind of overshadows what he did a little bit. And I feel like maybe the writers almost, like, put that into consideration. I want him to get in, would love for him to get in. I get the feeling he's still just going to be, like, this close.
It's like they're judging him solely on saves. I think he has like 422, something like that.
Yeah. But
I mean, if you look at like
crazy
ERA, strikeouts, his strikeouts per nine is 11.
It's insane.
How do you do that?
Insane.
I mean, if you look at everything except saves, there's no way this guy shouldn't get in. It irritates me because when I first started watching the Astros in the late 90s, he was my very first favorite player, my very first Martin Maldonado.
Oh, RIP in peace to Martin, the homie. He's not dead, but he's dead to us, apparently, I guess. I don't know.
So you know what the thing
not I to us, about, not in my heart.
Here's the thing why I picked Billy Wagner. I was watching a game.
Uh-huh.
He strikes a guy out, and he runs to the dugout. And then he stops. They're like, where's he going? There's only two outs. And I'm like, that's my guy. That's my favorite player right there.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it.
All right. This one is the next one's taken from that story I told you I read. Mauricio Dubon will not be able to duplicate his 2023 success.
Oh.
It's going to be tough.
I say foul. I think he does it.
Oh, I do too. I think
he does it. He was so consistent. And it wasn't like he was streaky. He was very, very consistent at the plate. And I don't know. I just feel like that's like one of those things that's him as a player.
Yeah.
And I think that he finally got his opportunity. He finally settled in. And now that he's settled in, he's in it. You know, he's locked in. I think he's going to do some really big things again next year.
I think the thing that helped him last year is Altuve was out and he was getting consistent playing time.
Yeah.
And usually if you're just spot playing a couple of games a week, you're not able to get in the groove. So as long as he's used, because he can give people a day off every week and play every game. And I think he will. I mean, how are you that good and not be able to continue doing it? And you got to love Dubon. You got to love that smile, the dugout antics. Ugh. You know, the looking
energy.
At, it's awesome.
The Yordan jealousy, the fake jealousy. their bromance is truly one of the greatest of all times. It kills me every time.
Yeah, Dubon is definitely somebody that I think the year before last, he was just like, okay, they're putting JV center fielder in. Why is this guy in there? You know, And now he's become this lovable, like you gave him like the player of the year last year.
Yeah.
In the,
I did.
In the awards.
You 100%.
Gave him the MVP of the Astros.
He was him. He
and
was
for
him.
You watching, I gave it to Kyle Tucker. But, you know.
So you were wrong is what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing. Okay. All right. Number six. Lance McCullers Jr. will have an impact in 2024. Let me tell you something real quick. I can't remember the numbers, but it's, you know, I guess they extended him, right? And the last 2 years is like the extension part. The guy's thrown 8 innings and 2 playoff innings, or like 8 appearances and 2. So 10 games total in the last 2 years. And that doesn't affect this year, but I can't believe how much time he missed. And he's not going to be back till June or July. That's nuts.
Sorry, y'all. My mom just brought me a cookie and I got really excited.
Oh, mom.
Mom of the MVP always.
We got to be on Smell-O-Vision here.
I know. Do some,
bring me a cookie.
Cookie bite ASMR over here.
All right. So where were we? Lance McCullers.
We were on Lance McCullers. Yes. I think that's very fair. I think he's going to make an impact now. What kind of impact he makes is kind of up for debate. I mean, I could actually, I know you said you couldn't see him being a bullpen guy. I could. And I think it's just because the consistency of the injuries, instead of having him out there for a ton of innings, let's just have him give his best stuff for one, you know, I wouldn't hate it. I mean, he's going to stop people with that curveball if he can make sure that it's as sharp as it used to be.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, I think he's going to make an impact, but where is my question? You know, I could see it being in the bullpen though.
It'll be nice though. No matter where he does.
100%.
If he comes
just having
in,
him back is going to be great.
If he comes in and does something amazing and contributes, because okay. Lance McCullers is very loved. Like people really love him, but I think people are getting tired of his injuries. I think that's wearing on them. So he's looked at a negative light. So positive thinking, he will have an impact and it's going to be amazing.
I agree.
All right. The final one for the Astros. And we're homers, so I think I know our answer on this. The Astros, fair or foul, will make it to the ALCS again for the 8th time in a row.
100% fair. I think we do it. I always think we're going to do it, though. I think we make it to the 8th one. I think we make it 8 in a row. And I think that, you know what, this year in the postseason, we played very tired. But I also think that that's going to maybe light a fire under some guys who are going to be like, hey, we got to get back to the World Series and we got to win it a third time. So I think we make it. I think we make it to the World Series. I say we win it again. Why not?
The window's closing. They need to do it this year.
I think they could. Absolutely.
What American League team is better than them? The two top teams are probably them in Texas. Like, who else?
100%, I mean, yeah.
The Yankees are spending money probably, but they're the Yankees. Like, they're going to fold. The Rays.
Yeah, and I mean, they added Juan Soto, but I feel like even adding Juan Soto still does not balance their lineup. Because they still just have so many guys that are very strikeout heavy and they haven't done anything to fix that, you know?
They did nothing
there's no balance. Exactly. And that's exactly, I mean, to be fair, that's how we were in 2015. And yeah, we made it to the playoffs, but we, you know, got to the ALDS and then fizzled out because, again, you didn't have guys that could just get on base.
Oh, man. That's the year we lost to Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm upset still. Don't remind me.
So I don't remember the number.
I'm gonna go cry.
We had that game.
We did. Someone was criticizing
people for saying we. You ain't on the team. Like, who cares, dude? I'm gonna say we forever. I don't care. But
I've liked this team longer than I've had friends. You know,
like we're we. It affects us.
It's we're family. You know.
I totally forgot what I was gonna say though. In 2015.
Yes, 2015. So, the numbers.
So this is like back to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros, all they needed to do was win that game and go to the ALCS.
Yep.
And the Royals reeled off like seven singles in a row, and we lost. And then they beat us.
The Correa error. The Correa error errors. I think there was two errors that game from Correa that happened, and that's how it all happened. That's where it all unraveled, was with the errors by Correa.
We still could have won game five, but I think the end of game four was just like that sucked all the air out of them.
I don't even think it was that. I think at the time we didn't have the type of veteran presence that we had in 2017. We had guys that were veterans, but not guys that were necessarily, and not to say that none of them were leaders, but maybe not those guys that can get you kind of like hoorah, like let's fight back kind of vibes. Like there was no one that I can even think of in 2015 that I'm like, he would have hyped up that team. You know?
You're saying we needed Carlos Beltran.
We needed the hype guy. We needed the hype guy, you know?
We had George Springer, but maybe he wasn't the hype guy back then.
Well, he was still very new, you know, to the team. So I can't see him being that guy at that point because he's still learning. He's still kind of figuring out his place on the team, you know?
You know what just crossed my mind? The 2019 season.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Morton.
Mm-hmm.
Gerrit Cole. Mm-hmm. Justin Verlander. Lance McCullers. Mm-hmm. God, we were stacked. Wow.
Oh, what a letdown. What a year.
What a letdown.
Was that the Greinke year as well? Greinke was, oh, I love Greinke.
Greinke's a free agent. I sure wish they could sign him and put him in the bullpen. I would love it.
Oh, 100%.
Greinke's pretty good in the bullpen.
Greinke's good anywhere.
He sells tickets.
He's just a stud.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, now it is time to move on to Major League Baseball fair or foul. I only have three.
What you got? I'm in.
Okay, this one is from longtime listener Steve. So, Steve, thank you for giving us this one. He asks, he says this, Yamamoto will win 13-plus games in 2024. And this is the guy that the Dodgers signed. The Dodgers who have spent $1 billion already.
God, the amount of money the Dodgers has spent this year is foul. That's all I'm going to say. So much money. I mean, good for them. If you have the money, spend it, I guess, to make the best team you can.
Coming up. So hold it. I should have gave you the question first. So
you should have. See, folks, this was not prepared because I have no idea what the questions are.
That's right.
So I think that makes real time reactions. You're welcome.
Yeah, I think that makes it funner.
But no, I think
it's 13. Games
I think that's fair.
I think 13 games is a lot in this day and age.
It is, but I think he does it.
I say foul out of spite.
I say fair out of spite. No, I think he's an incredible pitcher. I think the fact that he's going to have Ohtani there is going to make him very comfortable right off the bat.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
There's people like former Major League Baseball, even Josh Reddick. He goes, you gave a guy a 12-year, $325 million contract to a guy that's never even thrown one pitch in Major League Baseball.
I mean,
you don't even know if he can do it. Starring in Japan and being in Major League Baseball is different. 13 games? No, not going to do it.
If he wasn't a pitcher, I would understand a little bit more. Like I will say with Ohtani, I think the way that he was a two-way player, I made the comments to some people at the very beginning that I was like, he's not used to this type of schedule. He's going to get tired out so quick. And then sure enough, he ended up getting injured and, you know, injured a couple times since then. And, you know, obviously that has impacted his ability to be a two-way player every single year. But with Yamamoto, you know, he's a pitcher. It's only going to be every 5 days. So it's not going to be nearly as exhausting if he was like an everyday starter on the field, you know, where it's a little bit more involved. So that's why I could see it happening. I think he's going to be great. I'm excited to get to watch him. And I think it's so incredible that just the game of baseball is evolving and obviously bringing in so many other stars from so many other countries. I think it's awesome. And you really are starting to get the best of the best. And so, yeah, I think he's going to do it. I think he'll get 13 plus wins.
There's also a really good guy from Korea.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's signed yet, but I saw him linked to the Astros for some reason.
I saw that too in the very beginning, but I feel like I haven't heard much about it recently, or maybe I just haven't paid attention. One of the two. But yeah, I did see him linked to the Astros for a little bit. So it seemed like there was the possibility that there was some interest there.
I was on night shift last week. So it was wake up, get ready, go to work, come home, sleep, wake up, get ready, go to work.
Do it all over again.
Miserable. It's like no life at all.
That's rough.
Jeez. And now I'm off till like January the 2nd. So. Bye-bye work.
I'm not going to miss you.
It's like that, what's that, Office Space, where he's like, you've been missing a lot of work, Bob. And it's like, I wouldn't say I'm going to miss it. Or what did he say?
I don't know. I've never seen that
I movie. Wouldn't call it missing it. He was missing work, but he wasn't missing work.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I say foul, you say fair. And number nine on MLB fair foul, the LA Dodgers will win the World Series.
Foul.
Yeah.
If the Padres I personally the think Mets, they spent all that money for nothing, yeah. And I can't wait.
The Padres, maybe the Padres maybe it's bought just all me being those petty. Players and they didn't do anything.
Exactly.
The Mets bought all those players. They had a fire sale at the it just
baseball is a very fickle sport. And the thing is, you can buy all of the best players in the world, but if they don't mesh together and have a good culture, it's not going to get you anywhere. And maybe they will have a great culture. I don't know. I don't know what their vibe is like, you know, who's to say, but I don't think they'll win it. I think they're spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
And
like all the Braves guys have all been together for a while. The Phillies are still there. The Diamondbacks are still there. It's not going to be easy just because you,
I think my favorite thing.
Just because you got Ohtani doesn't mean you're going
to,
going to win it all.
Well, and I think I was laughing too because I saw this meme that said something like, damn, the Diamondbacks really pissed off the Dodgers that much that they had to go out and spend like $2 billion.
They look desperate. They look very desperate. We're going to spend all the money in the world because we are desperate to win anything other than a Mickey Mouse trophy. Yes, I said it.
I will say though, hey, I appreciate that they're going all in though. Like, good for them.
All right. Number 10. The Dodgers spending spree is bad for baseball. On the last episode, I talked about there should be like a small market World Series because what he was saying, there's like 10 people that spend and 20 that don't. Like only a third of the, what is it? Yeah, it's a third. A third of the league spend all this money. Yeah. I mean, Arizona proved them wrong. Like, you know, they almost they got to the World Series, but it takes money to get there now.
It does. It does take money to get there. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one.
What would you feel if there was a salary cap where there was more parity?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they have the luxury tax, don't they? But I mean, people go over that like nothing.
They don't care.
Yeah. They go over it like nothing.
But the thing about it is like, those small market teams, they can't go over it. Like the, you know, they might be able to max it out, but they can't go over it and pay all those penalties.
True.
But the Dodgers, they print money over there.
Oh yeah, that's true.
They said the average ticket price is like $400. What?
Squeeze me?
Squeeze me? I'll get a new team. I'll go watch the Angels. They're gonna blow.
Hell yeah. Go watch Mike
Trout.
Else.
Poor Mike Trout.
Oh my God.
That's why you don't sign 20-year contracts, folks.
I'm like, is it poor Mike Trout, though? Because that was just a bad decision on his part. But
that's why you don't sign it, folks. You're stuck.
He's going to perish there.
He could have got out of it. He happily signed that contract.
He was so hyped about it, too.
Oh, if they ever think, like, I am so good. I get paid so much that my team can't afford pitchers.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
The team can't afford anything.
Because I get paid so much. And that's why, what's his face, deferred $680 million
after
his payment. That's
God bless.
You know, it still affects 47 million. It counts as 47 million on the payroll. 47 million.
Jeez.
I think the Mets gave JV like 42, and we only got to pay like 22 Dang. Of it.
Yeah, that's great.
42 million. That's ridiculous.
Imagine.
It's going to end up being like,
what's it like to be rich?
I don't remember how long ago this was. You may be a little too young. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But the Florida Marlins did that. They like built this amazing team and won the World Series. And the next year they gave everybody away. They sold out.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to buy all these great players, win a title, and then I'm going to suck. Like that's
rough times. Yeah.
I like the way they do it now. They're managed very well. They develop very well. They trade mm-hmm. good players to get young players, and they're successful. They're true. More successful than the Yankees probably in the last 10 years.
That is true.
And they spend nothing.
Crazy.
But what did I say? Did we even answer that, or I've been rambling over your answer?
You were kind of rambling, but I also didn't really know how to answer because I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad.
I don't think it's bad, but I do think like it is. It's sucky for other teams, you know. But then you got to get with the times. You got to figure it out. Like, I mean, I remember in 2013, the Astros were obviously still hot garbage. You know, it was our 111 loss season, and they had to find ways to get revenues so they could spend money. Yeah. And they messed with the ticket sales. They went with like these, you know, they had to find ways to market, to make money, to spend. And they did it well. And I mean, look at them now.
Here we are. Look at us now.
Spoiled rotten, I swear.
We are. And you know what? All year I was saying, I'm not going to be upset if they don't win at all. And I wasn't. It's like,
yeah, same.
And then, you know, like on TikTok, you know, my battles on there. Look at this guy crying. Look at this guy crying. Like, just because you say I'm crying doesn't mean I'm crying.
Exactly.
I'm a bad guy on TikTok.
But Rob, please stop crying.
All right. What is it called? Finally, last and finally? I don't know what to say. Holiday, fair or foul. We got four of them. Wow. How about snowflakes on the wall? That is 1,000% fair. Tell mom thumbs up.
Mom, Rob says thumbs up on the snowflakes.
My friend Rob says
thumbs up on the snowflakes. He loves them. He loves them.
You know what else makes it look better?
What?
And I don't know if this is on purpose. The wall is like sky blue.
Yeah. No, that's just her wall all the time.
That's how
her wall looks all the time. It's just
if your wall was red, I don't know if I'd like it.
Exactly. If it was red, it wouldn't hit the same. It looks like a nice little snowy backdrop on accident.
Tell her I thought it was a virtual background.
He thought it was a virtual background. Anyway, we'll talk more.
Anyway, Mom, you're not on the show. All right. Thank you, Mom. We had an impromptu special guest, folks. All right. Number one, Hallmark movies. Fair or foul?
I feel like they're all the same movie.
Yeah.
Foul.
Same actors, the same.
TikTok parodies of Hallmark movies. Ooh. Very fair.
I haven't seen that.
They're fantastic. I will send you some. They are hilarious. Like, they're basically just making fun of how every single movie is the exact same because it's the girl coming home from the big city and all she thinks about is work and sees the man who owns the Christmas tree ranch and falls back in love because he was her boyfriend when they were 12 or whatever. And it's the parodies are great, though. I will send you
coming
some.
Coming home
they
to help her parents and falls in love with the handyman at the hotel.
Exactly. Exactly. Every time.
She has to rent a car with the guy. The handyman at the airport.
Or it's the businessman that comes in to take over the snow globe factory, but they fall in love or whatever.
Do they do it the other way around? Like it's the guy?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Everyone's you know that one girl's from Party of Five or something? Like she's always, and she's from Mean Girls. She's on all of them.
Oh, you're talking about Gretchen. Yeah.
Yeah, she's on all of them.
I don't know her actual name.
But I don't watch
her. I should, but.
I don't watch her. My go-to Christmas movies, folks, and I want you to watch these. I know you've seen them already. Die Hard. Every Christmas, I watch it and White Christmas is on Netflix. It's a musical and it's 2000% amazing.
White is that Christmas. The one that came out last year?
No, it's old. It's like from the 40s. Oh. It's old. Bing Crosby.
Maybe it ain't
Bing Crosby. Never mind. I don't know who it is. It might be Bing.
No, I think you're right. It's my old. My go-to holiday movies are The Grinch, Elf. And then I just rewatch all the Harry Potter movies because all of them have Christmas in it. So it counts.
My goodness.
If Die Hard counts, Harry Potter counts.
Even if Die Hard doesn't count, I still watch it.
I love it. I think most people.
Isn't it the Yamamoto? What's the tower called? The Yamamoto Tower?
Nakatomi.
Oh, Naka something. Nakamura?
No, I thought it was Nakatomi.
Nakatomi. Yeah, you're right.
Isn't it?
It's like you watch it every
The sad
year.
Thing
How
is, I've never watched Die Hard. And I knew that because of Brooklyn
What's
Nine-Nine.
What's wrong with you?
I literally only know about Nakatomi Plaza because of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because Jake, like the main character, police officer, and Adam Sandberg's character, or Andy Samberg, his character is obsessed with Die Hard. And that's what made him become a cop. So he's talking about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. You need to watch it. Do me a favor and watch it because it
I'll
is
consider
awesome.
It.
It's
I'll
awesome. Consider it. So awesome. It's what made Bruce Willis a hunk superstar action hero.
That's what I've heard.
He was the first, like, it used to be, what, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rambo, and he was mm-hmm. the first one that wasn't all muscled up and all that to be an action hero. So, way to go, that. Bruce Willis. All right, number two. Ugly sweater parties. Is that what it's called? Like ugly Christmas sweater parties? I say ugly fair. Sweaters. If you want to have a theme party,
100% fair. I am a sucker for an ugly sweater party. I actually, for a thing that we had, an ugly sweater party that we had for work, I literally made my own. And I got like a green sweatshirt from Walmart. And then I put tinsel around me. And whenever I would put my arms up like this, it looked like a Christmas tree.
What the heck?
It's fantastic. It was wow. great. And it cost me like 10 bucks to make.
So last year, me and my wife had a Christmas party here at the house.
Nice.
And we went and bought like $20 gifts. So you can steal this, folks, if you want to have a party. And we had a gift for the first people to show up. Nobody knew there was gifts. And we
oh,
had,
that's cool.
And you know, we had karaoke. So we had the winner of the Christmas karaoke song. And then the person that was the most festive. Like if you showed up in a Christmas sweater. And there was one person showed up like in a Santa Claus dress. And they won because nobody knew. They're like, we didn't know. It's like, that's the point.
We want you to be festive in your own way, but like the most festive is going to win.
Yeah. So after the karaoke contest, I'm like, this is the karaoke winner. And this is for the first person in. They're like, what? I didn't know. But anyway, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
That is really cool. I'm 100% stealing that idea. 100%.
You should. It's fun.
I'm gonna.
The gift for karaoke was like a 4-pack of little mini, like Stella Rosa, like wines. And they're like, this is so
I
cool.
I love Stella Rosa. Yeah. Oh,
all right. Fantastic. Number three.
What do we got?
Fair or foul, you have had a kiss under the mistletoe. Why did my voice
That's
change?
That's a foul on me. Foul. Absolutely not. And I don't want one. Nope. I don't want one. Count me out. Count me out on the mistletoe. Not about it.
So in the old days, did guys just carry around mistletoe?
That just seems gross to me. No, like I don't want to kiss you just because a tree told me to. Absolutely not. No. Why?
I think when
if
we were
I want to kiss
kids,
somebody, I'm
going to
kiss somebody. You know, with consent, but still. Yeah,
I think it's like nowadays. It's with consent with your
husband of course.
Or wife. But I think my mom used to get him and like hang him over the doorway or something. But like we weren't standing around kissing each other, but.
Yeah, it would be kind of weird.
These day and age, I don't know. I think mistletoe needs to go away. This isn't the culture for mistletoe kisses. All right. You still there?
Think I'm losing you, Rob.
I do too. All right, but I can still hear you. All right, last one.
Here we go.
Christmas, fair or foul, is your favorite holiday. Let's see if we have the same
foul.
Favorite holiday, because mine's foul too.
Mine is Thanksgiving.
Me too. It's the greatest.
I love Thanksgiving. It makes me so happy.
Wish I had a Thanksgiving.
Like, I get to eat good food. I get to eat food and just like hang out and watch football and relax and see some family. It's so great. Yeah. Also, gifts can be stressful. You know?
Not for me because I don't buy them.
Of course
don't
you
buy
don't.
Me nothing, I won't buy you nothing.
No, I think like I love Thanksgiving because I just love like the thought of being thankful for everything that's happened throughout the year, you know? And I think like having those moments with your family to say, hey, like we're together, like we're grateful for this, like let's have a cool meal. I think that's awesome. Yeah. And I think too, I love the diversity of how people spend their Thanksgiving and like all of the different kind of foods and just, it's awesome. It's awesome to see everybody's traditions, which I guess you could say for, you know, the Christmas-ish time frame as well. But yeah, it's just cool. I love it.
You ever heard of Festivus?
I have. Festivus for the rest of us.
That's exactly
I don't know what it is, but I know. It's again, I didn't Seinfeld. Watch. I was like going to say, I never watched Seinfeld either.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I watched it here and there whenever it was like on TV at nighttime and I just like ran across it, that kind of thing. But
so we used to have a an Alexa, the show, the one that has the screen.
Yeah.
And it was like on the island. And I would get home from work on night shift and pour a bowl of cereal. And I would say, I can't say it now because she's right next to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would tell the little box, play Seinfeld on Netflix. And I would watch an episode or two
awesome.
Every morning. And I rewatched all 9 seasons of Seinfeld, even though I'd already seen them.
Oh my gosh.
It's so
That's
good.
Really cool though.
So good.
I feel like that's how I am with like I've watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine again. I've rewatched like Parks and Rec, The Office. Like there are some shows that I will just rewatch until the day I die. And those are some of the shows, you know?
Yeah.
I love
it. Get it. Well, that's all we have, folks. So before we lose Steffi 100% here on the stream, like your audio never went away, but your video.
Oh, I know. It was for some reason. Started. I don't know. It might be just the Wi-Fi or something. Who knows?
Probably. It might be because it's snowing over there.
Oh yeah, it is. It is snowing, obviously, as you see.
Have you ever driven in the snow? Like you live down
absolutely
here.
Not. No, see, like, I will. Normally, I will just stay home.
You know, like I was telling my wife, like when you live somewhere it snows. Like they have people that come clear the roads early in the morning.
Yeah.
They just don't do it here because they don't have snow plows and all that. They're not set up for it.
Yeah, so my work is instead of Minnesota, and I'm going to Minnesota in the beginning of January. Terrified. I don't have to drive though, thank God. So I don't have to drive or anything, but
oh God.
Oh no.
Oh no. We got she sound effects everywhere, folks. That's it. Someone's at the front door. Wow, I can see the Alexa from the front door. That is wow.
That is so funny.
Let me see if I can get this over here. Look, there's someone at the door.
Oh, what the heck? That's crazy.
Yeah. We just got a Ring doorbell for the first time. We finally caught up with the rest of the world. But anyway.
I love that for you.
That is it, folks. We hope you guys have a merry, merry Christmas. And we really appreciate you taking your time out to check out Fair or Foul. We don't ever do it on the show anymore, but I'll try to bring it back because I know a lot of people enjoy it. But like after a year of doing it, it's so hard to think of them.
It is. It is tough.
Especially
so
like
if you, the people, have ideas, let us know.
Like the non-baseball ones, like I've ran out of ideas, so I can't do them anymore. But anyway.
I'm just going to start writing a list of some random ones that I think of.
You should.
Make it happen.
Whenever you do something, you're like, oh, Fair or Foul, Aquafina water.
Uh-huh.
Like whatever you want to say. All right, folks, that is it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoy doing it. Enjoy your Christmas. And Steffi, have a great Christmas with your family over there in Corpus.
Corpus.
All right.
Happy holidays, y'all. Bye.
Bye. See you next time on Astros Baseball. Merry Christmas. See you next time.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.